This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. While the presidential election captures most of the news and the public's attention, it's the down-ballot races that matter when it comes to the issues that have the biggest impact on farmers and ranchers. It's the Senate and the House that vote, or not, on issues such as agricultural labor reform, federal tax policy, energy policy, regulatory reform, trade and farm policy. It's elections for state and local officials that can make such a difference in local land use rules and property tax rates. It matters who wins the White House, of course, but many voters are understandably turned off by the tone of this year's presidential race. However, staying home on Election Day is not an option. Several state farm bureaus have launched a campaign of their own called I Farm, I Vote. It's about encouraging farmers and ranchers to turn out on November 8th and vote to elect officials who will make good decisions for agriculture. Illinois Farm Bureau Activator has recognized current members of Congress who have been champions for agriculture as Friends of Farm Bureau, or Friends of Agriculture, helping members determine who are the best representatives for farmers and ranchers' interests on Capitol Hill. Finally, the American Farm Bureau Federation has an Election 16 website where Farm Bureau members can read the presidential candidates' answers to questions we've asked about policies that affect agriculture and find other resources such as information about key races in each state. There is no shortage of resources for those who are willing to make the effort to be informed and engaged. It's up to each of us to make that effort. We've all heard the saying, if you don't vote, you can't complain about who gets into office. I'd rather have a say than a complaint any day. Let's all get out and exercise our right and do our duty on Election Day. America's small business community, including farmers and ranchers, consistently says that controlling the rising cost of health care is the number one concern when it comes to maintaining and growing their businesses. Unfortunately, burdensome regulations and taxes, such as the health insurance tax, or HIT, continue to raise their costs, according to Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas in Farm Bureau News. The HIT is a largely unknown tax included in the Affordable Care Act that directly raises costs on health insurance plans purchased by small business owners, their employees, and the self-employed. The tax has a particularly hard impact on farmers and ranchers across the country who are often on the hook for purchasing their own health care coverage for themselves, their spouses, and their families. AFBF recently launched Farm Bill on the Fly, a YouTube video series to help you understand the Farm Bill a little better. Mary Kay Thatcher, AFBF's Farm Policy Specialist, kicked off the series by explaining agricultural risk coverage payment levels and discrepancies and what this might mean for farmers going into the next Farm Bill. Leaders of the nation's top farming organizations, including AFBF, joined together on Monday in urging food companies to recognize that their sustainability goals, intended to reduce the use of natural resources, cannot be achieved without the use of modern agricultural practices, despite any misleading assertions to the contrary. This focus on deceptive food company marketing claims is in response to Danone's recent pledge to eliminate the use of safe and proven crop technology to feed the dairy cows that supply milk for its yogurt products. Danone is one of several prominent food manufacturers and retailers in recent years has taken steps to eliminate genetically modified ingredients from its supply, claiming that such a move improves the sustainability of its products. In a letter sent to Mariano Lozano, head of Danone's U.S. operations, the farm group said that the company's strategy to eliminate GMOs is the exact opposite of the sustainable agriculture that you claim to be seeking. Your pledge would force farmers to abandon safe, sustainable farming practices that have enhanced farm productivity over the last 20 years while greatly reducing the carbon footprint of American agriculture. Farm Bureau members participating in the new McCloy Leadership Mission are Ben LaCrosse of Michigan, Elizabeth Coates of Idaho, Hillary Miracle of Nebraska, and Josh Geigel of South Dakota. They are traveling to Germany to build transatlantic partnerships through heightened understanding of advanced leadership, policy development, trade and investment, resource scarcity, and food security. This year's participants came from a pool of nominated candidates who have participated in AFBF's advanced leadership development programs, including the three program committees, Partners in Agricultural Leadership, and the GO Team. Follow the McCloy Leadership Mission using the hashtag AgFellow. The Internal Revenue Service is proposing significant changes to current tax rules pertaining to intra-family transfers of assets through the estate plans. If the proposed changes to the estate valuation rules go into effect, farmers and ranchers who operate family-owned partnerships, LLCs, or corporations would lose a valuable estate planning tool and could, as a result, face increased estate taxes. Farm Bureau members are urged to weigh in on this issue and send comments to the IRS before November 2nd. Visit the AFBF Action Alert page online for more information and to comment. A new round of cheese purchases announced by the Agriculture Department should help lower inventories, increase consumption, and provide much-needed support for dairy farmers, according to John Newton, AFBF's Director of Market Intelligence, in a recent newsline. Although the purchases announced last week will help offset the lowest milk prices farmers have seen since 2009, more help is needed, which is why Farm Bureau is already looking ahead to the next Farm Bill. Farm Bureau is evaluating a number of policy proposals with respect to dairy in the next Farm Bill. AFBF's Farm Bill Working Group has put together about 50 white papers, a webinar, and a survey on Farm Bill topics, including dairy policy. Learn more about that at fb.org/Farm Bill Working Group. The U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance has opened public voting for its third class of Faces of Farming and Ranching, a nationwide search to help put real faces on agriculture. Through October 23rd, people can visit USFRA's Facebook page to learn more about each of the finalists and the work they do, including short videos highlighting their farm or ranch. From there, the public can vote for the farmers and ranchers whom they believe best represent the passion and innovation behind today's agriculture. Facebook voting appears as a tab on the page. These votes will be factored into the final decision to determine the next Faces of Farming and Ranching, which will be announced on November 9th at an NAFB press conference in Kansas City, Missouri. All of the contenders for the current class are Farm Bureau members. Vote today. Staunton FFA Alumni Inaugural Golf Tournament will be held today at the Staunton Country Club. The three-man scramble, which costs $225 per team, is limited to the first 18 paid teams. Contest prizes include closest to the pin, longest drive, and longest putt. Optional skins games at $15 per team, and lunch will be provided, which includes cash payouts based on field prize. Men's, women's, and senior tees will be played. For more information, contact Chad Duggar at 618-779-2517. Illinois Farm Bureau Action Teams need you. The Illinois Farm Bureau encourages members to apply for a place on the Action Teams, a great involvement opportunity. Applicants can select the team that matches their interests and skills. You can choose from consumer outreach, leadership development, membership promotion, or quality of life. Each team consists of 10 to 15 men and women with a variety of leadership and life experiences. Teams meet just twice a year in Bloomington to develop and launch new, innovative statewide Farm Bureau programs that address the needs of agriculture and farm families. Maybe you've seen the pro-agriculture messages on grocery carts, or maybe you've seen the theater advertising or heard about the Tag Out for Safety project. You might even know someone who participates in Collegiate Farm Bureau. All of these were Action Team projects. For more information or an application, contact your County Farm Bureau. Applications will be accepted until November 24th. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.